Leadoff speaker for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association winter policy meeting this year in Midwest City was Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. After his comments with the cattle producers, had the chance to catch up with the governor, talk with him about some of the things going on as we have wrapped up 2019 and looking in to 2020.
You talked about some of the highlights of 2019 and your hopes for 2020. What do you see ahead? Obviously, the legislature is getting ready to start 1st of February. What's ahead for us?
Well, we're going to I'll be announcing later on this week our health care proposal, which is I'm really excited about it because, as you know, Oklahoma, there's a ballot initiative coming out this summer. It's called State Question 802. That is the wrong way to expand health. It's not going to deliver health care to rural Oklahoma like my plan will. So I'm so excited to roll that out. We'll also be talking, continuing about agency accountability and how we're going to manage state agencies, because my job as the CEO of the state is continue to deliver great services, continue to be top 10 in roads and bridges, continuing to be top 10 in public safety. So all those things I'm going to continue to drive forward this next year. The compact is something that is on my mind as well. We've got to negotiate a fair deal for Oklahoma. Oklahomans are with me on this issue. No contract goes on forever. That's what the other side's trying to say, and I don't blame them. They've got the best deal in the country, so they're trying to tell everybody they go on forever, and that's just simply not the case. So I'm going to continue to fight that battle. Oklahomans are with me on it. 88% of the money we get from the casino industry goes to education. And I need Oklahomans to support us on that.
You've talked a lot about top 10, obviously, during the campaign. Year one of your term as governor is now behind us pretty well. You know, your thoughts about how we've done?
Well, you know, the top 10 is a vision, an aspiration, and it's something that I'm able to talk to every state agency about, whether it's DHS or it's my roads and bridges. And so excited. I mean, I can give you tons of examples. We released our accomplishments book, so you ought to go back and read through that. But, you know, we're number 13 right now in bridge conditions. We're number 28th in pavement conditions. I'm going to be investing another $150 million this year in rural twos, putting shoulders on these rural twos. So my job as governor is to continue to inspire all those state agencies to think bigger and to set a goal to look at how we are compared to other states and do a better job for Oklahomans. And so we're doing it. We're moving the needle all over the place. And I'll continue to do that.
You say you say on a regular basis you're governor for all 4 million citizens. For rural Oklahoma, though, you know, you challenge these guys to think big, dream big. What does that look like in ahead for rural Oklahoma, you think?
Well, rural Oklahoma, there's so many great things about living in rural Oklahoma. You've got all the land, you've got the air, you've got the cleanest air, cleanest water in the country. There's manufacturing opportunities. Oklahoma is one of the lowest utility cost states in the country. So I think the economic development folks and the citizens, we've got to continue to develop our workforce. That starts with education, but also attracting some of those manufacturing jobs to our state. I think it just we don't need to compete city by city, but we also need to kind of think of our state in quadrants, and that's what I'm pushing our Commerce Department to do. But I think there is a lot of opportunity. We have made countless visits, I think 2,800 visits and phone calls to companies, and we've got about $2.9 billion in new investment just as I've taken office. A lot of that's going to rural Oklahoma, and just excited to continue to push that narrative.
You're glad that you made the decision a couple of years ago to run for governor?
Oh, absolutely. It's been the honor of my life. And, you know, when the Lord put something on your heart and asked you to run, and I was so scared. I was in the business world, didn't know anything about politics. But it's just been an honor to do it. And this is really a chief executive role. I mean, I can't imagine being governor without first running. I mean, I ran my company. I had 1,300 employees, and so I understood how to set a vision, how to hire the right people. It's the same situation in state government as your governor. You've got to put the right team together. You've got to inspire. You've got to set the vision and the direction, and then hold firm to your convictions and realize, because not everything's going to happen right at once.
Right.
And you got to hold firm to this is the right way we're going to go. And I just want Oklahomans to know my whole heart is just to see Oklahoma prosper and do the right thing and not pick winners or not pick favorites. And I'm never going to do that with an industry. I'm going to focus on doing what's right for Oklahoma for the next generation.
Thank you, Governor. Governor Kevin Stitt. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.